I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Iraq is in the throes of some of the heaviest fighting there in years, and it's happening in a part of Iraq that many American GIs remember all too well, Anbar Province. Iraqi government forces are battling there against jihadist militias linked to al-Qaeda. Over the weekend, the militias even took control of the key city of Fallujah. The news from Iraq has struck a nerve with American veterans. The U.S. military suffered more casualties in Anbar than any other province in the Iraq War. So we put out a call to our network of military vets for their reaction, and The World's Matthew Bell is here to tell us about some of their thoughts. Matthew, what are we hearing from these veterans about Iraq and this new fighting in places like Fallujah?
The news from there is really tough to take for a lot of them, Marco. Fallujah in 2004 was the scene of heavy fighting. The U.S. Marines went in there twice. In December of that year, they lost 80 people. I think the reaction is kind of summed up pretty well by Ryan McNabb. I talked to him from Portland, Oregon.
Well, my initial reaction was physical. I don't know if my gut knotted up or if I got nauseous, but it was frustrating to say the least.
McNabb served as a medic with the Marine Corps in early 2004. During his seven-month tour, he said that they lost 15 people. I told McNabb that some of the vets contacting us were looking at what's going on in Fallujah now and saying this shows that it just wasn't worth it. There were too many American losses. McNabb told me he understands that some people feel that way.
To a degree, I feel frustration that, yes, people may have died in vain. But, you know, the thing is that I think almost upsets me more. We're not standing by our word, but I'm proud of how I supported my country.
Matthew, that sense of dishonor of not keeping their word while still supporting the U.S., was that something you found on the minds of other vets?
Yes. There was one Marine that wrote to us and said that he fought in Fallujah, though 10 years ago, for his fellow Marines. And he said, looking at it from the perspective 10 years later is really not fair to sort of judge what they did at that time. Another veteran I spoke with this morning, Marco, Michael Garner from Boise, Idaho. He did two tours in Iraq with the Idaho National Guard. In 2004, he helped train Iraqi soldiers and police that were from Fallujah, and I asked him, tell me a little bit about them.
I don't think any of them were under any illusion. I don't think that they felt like they were joining the winning team, per se, if that makes sense. I don't think they went in with the idea that now that we're trained, we're absolutely going to stomp the crap out of any enemy that comes along. I think that they went in with the resolve of, here we go again. And history, perhaps, has proven them correct.
Did Mike express any concern, Matthew, about his leaving Iraq with U.S. troops and what might happen without having the backs of their Iraqi counterparts?
He said they did their best. They had good days. They had bad days. And on the good days, he said he and his fellow National Guardsmen felt like they were contributing to the place and doing some good in the training activities that they were doing. And then he went on to tell me about one of the really bad days as an example of the frustration.
As we left our base and we're heading home, news came to us that two busloads of police officers, the last graduating class we had, the entire graduating class, two buses were pulled over outside of the base, and every one of them were tied up, shot in the head, and left on the side of the road. And these were good men with families who simply wanted to do right by their communities. I did not understand it. That part, I think, was hard for all of us.
That's got to be very, very tough. And now in Anbar, it's happening again. Sad situation. If you're a returning vet and want to join the community and help inform our coverage, just text RETURN to 69866. Thanks to the vets that reached out to us. And The World's Matthew Bell, thank you too.
Thank you, Marco.